You are now listening to the Geek Bro Network. Check out geekbro.net. That's how geeking is done.
Eyeballs float in wet green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep or twilight zones. I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back and feed back wild and wet, I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Mumble.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially recording. Thank you for tuning in to the Talking Geek, your part talk, part sass, all things geek podcast. As always, I am Q, and next to me I have...
This is one Pedro Cortez.
Burr, 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 burr.
A lot of air horns, a bear horn, if you will.
And that's Kenny.
And this is Kenny, Mr. Underscore, with the underscores in between each word.
And we have a special OG guest, if you will. It's weird to call them a guest when they were originally not just a guest. But today, they're a guest. And that would be the delicious...
Oh, what's that? That's the sass.
That is
the sass on your ass here today, guys.
That is an audio bucket of shit right there.
Welcome back.
Feels just like home.
She's back.
Fried Nuggets here.
And this is a special edition of really what we're going to call the Trolling Geek. Because I feel that with both Bear and V on here and what we've chosen to discuss, it's going to be all sass this entire episode.
I don't know if there's...
If it's not sass toward the subject, it's going to be sass at each other.
Yeah.
I think all the troll slots are filled with this motherfucker here. I'm not sure if there's room for my trolling with this goddamn beast here today.
Damn.
Please don't make my editing process a pain in the ass, the two of you. I really don't feel like having to cut 20 minutes of banter out of random aspects of this whole thing.
I feel like at some point you should edit the banter and just make that a Patreon exclusive.
It's going to be. It would be. Please don't make my editing life so bad.
Two people being shitty toward each other.
So here's what we do. We've done a special episode on Patreon where we went back to what we post on Tuesdays, which is our first Tuesdays, and we kind of gave a bigger explanation to our answers of what it is that we chose. We do another thing on social media on Thursdays, which we call like Topic Thursdays, and we've asked all kinds of different questions, and that's more like of a general sense. But the ones you guys comment the most on are anytime I say in the image, worst blah blah blah. Whenever it's worst anything, worst Marvel movie, worst DC, and anything that has to do with hating on something, it goes on fire because you guys love to state your opinions and then love to argue with other people's opinions. So we're gonna do this episode where we're gonna hate on each other's opinions and maybe I'll call out some of you on the interwebs. So first one that I'm gonna go throw back to is the post that we put, which is worst movie sequel ever.
Ever.
Yes, ever. And I'll take it to you guys because you guys have been dying for this one, Bear and Kenny. So, guys, take it away.
So, I got a bunch here.
Pick one.
Well, no, I'll say a couple of the other ones if you guys like it. One that's particularly terrible is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. That's god fucking awful. That was almost the second movie I walked out of, and if I wasn't in the middle of a row, I would have walked out of it. Batman and Robin, of course, that's terrible. Evan Almighty is fucking terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking bad. But by far, the worst of the bunch that I have ever seen is I took a day off of high school to see this. I literally left in the middle of the day. Now, I was an AP student, so I actually, did this by the book.
Right. Oh, no.
Is Matrix Revolutions.
Oh, my God.
Not even Matrix Reloaded, because Matrix Reloaded was bloated and it had problems, but there was the potential for some interesting shit in there. And Revolutions, just whatever potential there was in any of this, was taken, crumbled up, thrown in the fucking trash, set on fire, thrown off into fucking space, collided into the fucking sun.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, there's almost no... And understand this. This is basically like the ending had what was essentially a Superman fight.
Yeah.
Which that's one of the only decent things in the movie. They had giant fucking mechas walking around shooting other giant robots. That should have been literally, I should have been stroking myself in the middle of this theater. And I was just like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. I don't give a fuck about Trinity dying. I don't give a fuck about Neo turning into blind Jesus. The fucking religious allegories were getting out of fucking control.
Oh my God. And I'm sorry, the heart thing.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
It's just so bad. It's so fucking bad. It's terrible, and I have never rewatched it. I have rewatched
Reloaded
a couple times, only once since I saw Revolutions, and I have never seen Revolutions again. I own it because I got a 2-pack because I'm a completionist, and it was on sale for $5.
Oh my God, you spent $5 on that?
On those two movies, yeah. Just because, again, I'm a completionist. But fuck, that's by far the worst sequel I've ever seen.
Terrible.
Yeah.
With me, I looked at all these horrible sequels. Honestly, I would have said Phantom Menace if we talked about prequels, but...
It's
considered a prequel, so it's not on this list. However...
Oh, so Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
It's a sequel to the prequel.
Yeah. But honestly, one that stuck to mind, and I think because it hurts me deeply. I love this series, or at least it should have been. I love this franchise, and it should have just stayed in one movie. And they did a second one, and I go, okay, whatever. They had to do the second one for cash, and then the third one came out. Horrendous. It's called The Lost World: Jurassic Park.
Oh wow!
And it is by far, not even Jeff Goldblum could save this movie.
No.
It was horrendous. I watched it and I said to myself, this cannot be the movie. I must have fallen asleep and thought of a really bad movie in my dream. Let me watch it again. No, I was not drunk. I was sober. It was horrible.
And you know what should make you feel better? That the book is actually as bad. The book is fucking as bad. Jurassic Park, fucking fantastic book. The Lost World, fucking terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. They should have stopped at Jurassic Park. They just needed the money. That's all it is. They just want money. And Jeff Goldblum was like, "Fuck it. I'm already here.
I got a house. I got a pool. I need to fucking pay for."
You know, I feel bad. It didn't hurt his career because he eventually did other stuff. But
he disappeared for a while. So I think it did some damage.
He didn't do like a Rick Moranis where he just did, "All right, I did Little Giants and I'm out."
No, but the difference with Rick Moranis is that he stopped because his wife died and he was taking care of his kids.
Oh, that's what I'm
gonna do. No, he actually left for a legitimate reason. Jeff Goldblum did too many shitty movies in a row, and he had to disappear for a little. And then he became Internet's daddy, so...
Yeah, basically. I agreed with some of yours, Bear, especially The Matrix. That was just...
Shit. Oh, that hurt me so much. It hurt me. That's why it's like...
You're like, this
extra
is...
Extra wounded.
I haven't watched many sequels, because... I already know that 9 out of 10 times it's going to be
terrible,
really bad. And so I don't want to even go to it because you set yourself up. But if I had to go with 2, for me, it's Taken 2. There's no reason.
Oh, man, yeah.
No reason.
The only reason why Taken 2 is actually watchable is just the wanton violence. And let me tell you, there are some fucking violent-ass shit in that movie.
I don't know. Taken 3 was a lot worse.
Because they literally had nothing else.
Yeah,
they had to ramp the fucking violence up.
And then I have 2 that just because I enjoyed the first one so much and I actually watched these other ones and then it was disappointing for me. It's Hangover 2.
Oh, yeah, Hangover movies, yeah.
Yeah, the Hangover
movie. Man, I totally forgot about the second one.
Yeah, don't
there's
worry.
A third one.
Yeah, like, no, that one's not in my memory. I don't know about that.
No, it just disappeared. It's fine. First one,
next Friday.
Oh my God, that was almost on my list.
Yeah,
next Friday is so bad.
It is so bad, and I enjoyed Friday so much that I was like, "You stop, one and done." Did a good job. Come up with a new story. Do it again, like that. Do something different. Yeah. And so, and this works. And that usually happens to me with comedies. Anytime you push a comedy, to make a sequel, it's like if they made like a Pineapple Express 2, I would be like, no.
Anchorman 2.
Oh, Anchorman 2 had a nosedive halfway through.
It was so...
You see?
I wanted it to be so good because these people can fucking improv.
Right,
so you figure, and then it just... It's
caring. Once once Burgundy went blind, it just started...
Which should be fucking gold because of how fucking ridiculous this guy
now,
is.
Now, on most lists, and what most lists will list as one of the worst sequels ever, is I actually don't think it's really bad, is Clerks 2.
Yeah, Clerks 2 was fine.
No, Clerks 2 was not bad.
But Clerks 2, if you look up worst sequels ever, like on Google or anything like that, it makes 9 out of 10 of the list.
Well, a lot of the people who do those lists have this fucking hate on for fucking Kevin Smith, so...
It's not only that. They must love Lord of the Rings because he bashes the fuck out of it in Clerks 2.
Clerks 2 is fucking... For me, it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, absolutely, hands down, hilarious. Down to naked ass fucking...
Jason Mewes.
And with, to that with song...
Horses.
Yo, oh my God. Like, I love that scene.
Their song
but,
is great.
But you know, what's also like really bugged me about that is that, like, hey, if you've ever seen a Kevin Smith movie, like, Clerks 2 is the same thing. It's not changed at all. It is the same quality of writing. So if you like Clerks 2 but don't like his other movies, or rather, if you like his other movies and don't like Clerks 2, then
you don't really know Kevin Smith.
Yeah. If you said Clerks animated series, I understand.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I understand if you said Clerks animated series. Now however, Clerks 2, honestly... It was good.
Yeah.
So, Jules, you got it?
Yeah.
What was the worst sequel ever? Queen of the Damned.
Which is the... Ooh, that is a sequel.
Is that a sequel? Yeah,
Yes, it is.
That was the second part of Interview with the Vampire.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, it's the sequel insofar it's the continuation of things going on in that world. And, yeah, I wanted to like that movie so much, and it wasn't
Of course
good.
We did. And it was a damn slap to Interview with the Vampire's face. Like, that movie was so beautiful. It was sexy, gothic. It was androgynous. Everything that she writes about in her books and everything. And then Queen of the Damned, first of all, is the third fucking book, assholes. What the fuck are you doing? There's a whole Lestat book that happens. It leads to Queen of the Damned. You're not supposed to rush to her.
Band? Like, no, you got to find out why he's in a fucking band.
Yeah, and there's a lot that happens with that happens. Until, you know... Whatever, until she supposedly appears. And then on top of that, they make him some, like, shitty, mediocre metal goth band. Like, if Lestat was in a band, like,
it would be the best band, the hottest music.
With the singer from Korn.
It would be the most entrancing music ever.
Yeah. No, Lestat kind of would be in a shitty metal band. Like, let's be...
No, he's too sly for that. Like, he would be able to entrance people with that music as a weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, as a predator.
I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Like, in a band itself, I think he would be just a...
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay. He's such a dick, but...
But I think that the kind of music that was in that movie was... the people that liked it are susceptible for stupid shit, like getting eaten by a vampire.
They made him, like, some whiny pre-hipster... piece of douche.
I have a confession. I actually kind of like that soundtrack, even though it's terrible. You know, sometimes you like shitty music.
I didn't even bother with it.
It's not a good soundtrack.
It's the mess. It's the
and just
it's a good pleasure, guys. I'm not proud of this.
Aaliyah's
moment.
Fine.
Aaliyah is so fucking hot in that movie, and even then, like, thing. I was so focused. I'm like, focus on her. Don't focus on anything else.
Yeah. There's nothing else to focus on.
Oh my god,
trash.
All right, so we're gonna go down to another topic Thursday. Topic that we did, and that is the best Disney villain.
Oh, I have a few.
No, because the best would mean, like, hey, that's a list. Like, the best means, like, the best of those few.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
like, you have to go to the top of the list of what it is that your best Disney villain is.
Yeah, it's tough to number it down. I have mine.
Yeah, I mean, I got mine. I mean,
all right, so shoot it, guys.
So we got, I mean.
Oh, no, you got to only say one.
I said one. Some of the other ones that I liked.
We're going to do one
for sure that I fucking...
Then say that one,
and because if anybody else says the ones that are already on your list, then you don't have to mention them. If not, we'll go back and we'll be like, all right, but these get
enough.
That's
how you do it, son.
All right, so
let me go first.
I'm gonna fucking cut you off. Cut off your goddamn mic.
No, but honestly, the first one that always comes to mind, Scar from Lion King.
Yep.
That is my favorite. I don't even want to say my age. I just want to say this was an old movie. And the way that Scar was done, delightful. The voice,
Jeremy Irons.
Perfect for that movie. All in all, there is nothing bad about Scar in that movie. Like, you can't tell me something that was wrong. The direction was great. It played exactly like a Shakespearean fucking play.
Because it is.
And there, you know, I really can't think of anything that comes to mind that would rival that.
He's such a sassy bitch ass cat.
Got the lovely bunch of coconuts.
Was that your top, Bear?
He's on my list, but it's not my top.
Okay, so who's your top?
My top is Facilier from Princess and the Frog.
I have not seen The Princess and the Frog.
I love that. I
Go
love
for
Princess
it.
And the Frog. His voice is Keith David, who's one of my favorite voice actors. He's been in so much. He's Anderson in Mass Effect. He is, oh my God, what's the lead gargoyle in Gargoyles? Why can't I remember? Goliath. In Gargoyles, which is where most people heard of him. He's in Saints Row. He's done a ton of voice acting. And he is just so fucking buttery smooth. He has, like, the smoothest fucking voice. And, like, this guy, he's a confidence man. So, like, it fits so perfectly for what he has. And he has my favorite villain song.
Okay.
Like, Friends on the Other Side is just so beautifully animated and so eerie for a Disney movie, especially as they start like really diving into the voodoo stuff near the end. I love his design. He's like a fusion of Prince and fucking Michael Jackson. It's
okay.
Yeah, he's
I haven't
favorite.
Seen Princess and the Frog, so I really can't say much about
I will,
it.
I will bring it over. And
okay,
watch it as I quite
good to know.
It.
Yeah. Good to know. So I had two on my top, and I'm gonna go with Ursula.
Ooh,
yes,
good choice.
Yeah, it's a
good,
my other
on
one
my
was
list.
Scar. Yeah, my other one was Scar, because you mentioned Scar. So my, for me, it's Ursula. One Little Mermaid is my favorite princess and Disney princess-y type movie. So I know Ursula the best.
Yeah.
But that character was just written really well. I think for the story, I liked that she was stealing shit from pretty people. Like if I'm gonna be really real, like. Yeah, I'm really cool with that. Like,
you're fine.
I'm going to take your pretty ass voice, bitch.
and your man, ho.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's designed after a famous drag queen is fucking perfect.
Oh, yeah, it's great. So all about it. Even her song is creepy and her
so
body
good.
Was so good.
Unfortunate so.
It's a great song. Yeah. It really is a great song. And so, yeah, like you love to hate her and you kind of like her. And as I got older, like you grow up and you're like, oh, my God, Little Mermaid. You know,
relating to her.
Yeah.
You really
and
more
the
with
old,
the villains as you get older.
Yeah,
you're
the
like,
older
oh,
I get, I'm like, well, you know, Ursula, I'd steal that bitch's voice too.
You see a sucker and you want to.
Yeah, like I got this. Let's do it. So mine would be Ursula, and I think I know who my wife is.
I have an
pick.
Idea.
So do
Duh.
I.
Because I don't have to try to be edgy and go left field like some fuckers on this goddamn podcast.
Oh, wait. I actually thought of two. I'm going to see. Which one? I thought of two for her.
Wait. Let me hear.
The obvious choice.
Clearly the
let
best.
Let me hear Vanessa's garbage opinion.
And most perfect Disney villain is Maleficent.
Yeah, that was
Shit.
My choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Choice. Yeah.
Her horns are modeled after the actual devil. She has a minion crow. She turns into a fucking dragon.
Bitch is a fucking dragon.
Yeah.
She's green and beautiful. And her whole fucking basis of everything, like her whole plan, hinges upon the fact that love is bullshit. So since nobody gonna come and kiss this bitch, this is gonna work forever.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
No,
she's the best.
Great
character. Now, I have to mention, because this next villain is my favorite, not because they're a well-written villain, not because, but because to me, the funniest villain and the one whom I quote the most is Yzma from Emperor's.
Whoa, was this my voice?
That's not
you
moving.
Went off.
Sorry.
Oh, you're talking about Yzma from
Emperor's
New Groove.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah,
no, you don't like Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, I don't like Emperor's New Groove.
Oh my God.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
It's basically.
Wrong lever!
It's like Disney Tim.
Oh my God, is this my voice?
Barely logical. It's really fucking stupid.
I thought he was dead.
So bad. Oh God, it's so bad.
See when I do that because I sound like the cat.
I'm just gonna let you go. I'm just gonna keep saying lies.
Oh my God, I can quote so many lies.
Oh, that movie's so bad.
Don't throw the abrupt screw. Oh my
God. That was a dark time for Disney.
Squeak, squeak,
squeaky,
squeak,
squeak,
up,
squeak,
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 squeak. I have seen that movie so many times.
It's hilarious. You know, it's okay. We understand you have no soul.
Guys,
it's
hate on Bear for not liking
Emperor's
New Groove. What did you guys think I was originally going to say?
On my list, I have Hades from Hercules.
Oh, yeah, he's good too.
Because when you said funny, he is
He
plays it very well. James Woods is fucking Hades. He does it very well.
He's a hateful fuck.
Yeah, he's a hateful fuck with his own little minions that can't do shit right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jafar is pretty dope. Jafar is on Disney. My list. He's even more dope in the Disney Broadway play.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Like, there's more comedy to him than there was in the animated movie.
All right. Iago made him.
Oh, well, yeah. No, Iago still does.
Was the comedy balance.
Iago was
the
comedy. Does, he was the straight man. Straight. And he was just going back and forth.
But
with
he is funny in the Broadway.
He's super funny. He's super pathetic.
And if you want to talk about straight fucking evil, by far the most evil. I don't even like the movie, but he's fucked up Frollo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. Yo. No, he has a
song called Hellfire.
Yo.
About how he wants to fuck a gypsy. And he can't. Like a Disney movie had about a horny ass priest.
You
want to
say the Emperor's New Groove was the dark side of Disney?
Oh, no. I meant that just in terms of quality. Oh, okay. In terms of, like, this was. Well, this was also not a great. Like, here's the other problem.
The,
like,
animation wasn't great.
It's not a great movie. Like, why the fuck is this a Disney movie?
Yeah.
But at least the villain is like. I remember seeing that as a kid, and even then I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so fire!
This is a little.
No, he was going.
Hellfire!
Yeah. The whole point is that he's like, I want to have sex with Esmeralda, but because I want to have sex with her, she should die. That's pretty much what the movie was about.
Yeah. No, straight up.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. On to the next one. I'm going to jump around so that... All right. Since we did an episode at some point, either before or after this one, but it's already recorded. Since we did it on Marvel, I'm going to jump with this one. If you had the ability to choose any one stone from the Infinity Stones, what stone would you choose?
You should go first.
I am going to go with motherfucking time. I'm going to go with time. Just because it's fucking time. You get to mess around with time. Like, that in its essence. I'm not one for power and all of that, because with a lot of power comes a lot of responsibility, and I really don't want that many responsibilities.
Blow shit up.
And I actually want the time so that it can help me with the responsibilities I already have and the ones that I either fucked up in or can go back and forward and all that. I would rather do that.
What does Doc Strange say? Like, I'd like to make a deal.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a deal. I want a parlay. Shut the fuck up. And I was like, I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, no, I would definitely like that ability just to see it, just even to see how things turn out, like all of that. I think would be cool. So that would be mine.
Okay.
I'll give you guys one guess what I would like.
Spice.
Yes. Besides the subject matter being awesome. The rest of them, like, I don't really have time. I don't want to redo shit. Like, you know, yeah, I make mistakes, but sometimes you just got to fucking roll. There's only, like, maybe, like, two times in my life that I would like to go back and change.
But I would be able to go back, see what it looks like if I changed it, and what would I would look like in the future, and decide whether or not being able to change that regret would do what I wanted it to do in the first place.
I know myself, though. Like, yeah. That would wreck me, because I'd be too obsessed with doing it. Power, I've never really had interest in power. I don't want to control or dominate people.
Yeah.
We don't really know what the soul gem does in these movies, so.
No, we have yet to know what it does in the movies, yeah.
But I feel like I get a very strong, what is it called, stone from Harry Potter.
Yes.
What was that stone called?
The
resurrection.
It's just a resurrection stone. I got a strong resurrection stone feeling from it, so no. So space basically lets me teleport wherever the fuck I want, and I'm like, could do that. I would like to be able to teleport wherever the fuck. That'd be pretty dope.
Pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah. Kenny?
There is one that you missed, though, which is my favorite.
Which one?
It's the reality gem.
Yeah. Bubbles.
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 I'll turn anything into anything I want.
that's pretty handy. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're going to attack me with that car? Oh, now it's ducks.
You're attacking me with a group of ducks.
With a group of ducks.
I'm sorry. My wife tutted over here. I heard. What
For
was
what?
That?
Oh, no, because, like, I made my decision.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well,
I didn't know.
Well, congratulations.
What is
Go
it?
Go fuck yourself, okay? She asked me.
I did. What is it?
The Mind Stone.
Oh,
you want to control people.
You want to control people.
Then you don't need power or anything else, because everybody's just going to do whatever the fuck you want. Done deal, bye.
That's true, because, well.
Guys, if you haven't noticed by now, my wife's an evil bitch.
Look who you picked.
Yeah.
you picked
Maleficent. She was like, fuck love, man. Now she's like, mine's going to control everybody.
I'm going to break everybody's spirit.
Yep. But it's okay. She has, look at that. She's if you could see her face. She was.
It's
she's
so
already.
Right
she's
now.
Already breaking people's spirits right now. Is what's happening. All right. So, Next one is an interesting one. Favorite TV mom.
Ooh, this is hard. For
me to poop on. No,
because I got a bunch of anime stuff on here because and that's ones that nobody's gonna fucking get. I have two normal ones or no, I have
somebody
three ones,
listening
so
to this podcast it's might hard. Know.
It's fucking hard because
you
like,
know what? Just pick it. Pick it.
I'm gonna okay. So I'm gonna go with the most recent one as my number one, and uh-huh. It's gonna be Joyce Byers. From Stranger Things.
Okay.
Because, yo, that poor woman did everything to save her fucking kid. She wrecked her house. She's like, fuck you, give me another phone. She did everything to save her fucking kid, both in both seasons. And just, she's got her kids fucking back.
She's a really good choice.
She's like a little, she's a little helicopter mommy, but that's not bad, especially in the second season where she's like, I had to pull fucking tentacles out of my son. Like, no,
where,
no.
Where it counts, she's like solid.
Yo, where it counts, like if I had to rely on somebody, she's the one I want to rely on. Yeah.
That was a good choice, Bear.
I like
choice.
That one. That's actually nice. I went for a more older TV older mom. Older TV mom. I mean, she never ages. Because she's animated.
Oh, of course. I know.
I wonder which one this could be.
I'm going to go with Marge Simpson, obviously. Yeah. That was growing up. That's my childhood. That was my mom when my mom wasn't around, pretty much. Marge Simpson, though, is she is her own character. Honestly, she's not the worst Simpsons family member. She isn't.
No, she isn't.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
The worst to me is Lisa, but that's just my
worst.
Opinion.
No, well, I mean, worst in which way?
Yeah,
no,
I'm like,
like if I had to choose a hierarchy going from number one, which is Homer, number two, then
oh,
Bart.
Okay, I see. Okay,
oh, okay, I was like,
because Homer is
the
definitely
worst
the fucking
character.
Worst.
Yeah. Oh no, he's the absolute worst, but he's also the best character.
Yes, yes.
That,
okay,
that
I see where you're.
I was like, no, you're wrong, Lisa.
Right? But
she's somewhere the most.
Marge is always the one where she always has to be the straight laced. Straight talking one where she gets put into a situation where she's like, oh, but I could be a little naughty right now. Yeah. Like when she became a cop, I thought it was hilarious.
When she gets power at any point.
When she gets
she's
power
like,
at any point, all of a sudden she's like, yeah,
it's finally here.
But yeah, so Marge Simpson, for sure.
For me, it's Kitty from That 70s Show.
You bitch.
Good choice.
That was mine.
I'm so very sorry.
Oh, will I pick now?
No, you could pick the same one because
same
it's
one.
That awesome.
Yeah, hey, she drinks. No one knows.
No, the way she drinks is perfect. She's like, I'm just going to have a little sip of this. And her nervousness.
I'm just going to take a little
and
sip.
And she's, she just embodies for me, I guess, like growing up, like in all of those sitcoms, you always had like that similar kind of like that mom that still needs to reprimand you, but is having fun, still needs to be nicer than the dad is. And that's very much like my interaction with my own mom, like in not my mom's not as funny. I love you, mom, but you're just not as funny as Kitty is because it's a comedy show.
Yeah,
but
it's
like that, I'm gonna try to talk to my kids before the dad comes and talks to them, and that whole aspect. But Kitty's just hilarious. She's absolutely hilarious. She deals with an asshole who is Red,
Jesus
who
Christ,
is, and does it amazingly. Still watches over all of the other kids. Gets into her own shit because the episode that I love is when she eats the brownies. The special brownies is freaking fantastic. And I think that they just wrote that character very well. The show even shows them having sex, like what she looks like before having sex with Red. And that speaks a lot for the being it in the 70s and doing stuff like that. So I go with Kitty. Darla?
I have nothing more to add.
Okay.
Yeah. I go with Kitty. Kitty throws it down. She's hilarious. She will smack the fuck out of you. If when she gets pissed, she gets like super turnt and she can be like super naughty too.
She fake fell.
And then, yeah, she's really like a little spitfire, man.
She fake hurt herself to get the guys to talk to each other and do shit.
I like
it
her.
It was great. So yeah. It was, yeah, I definitely want to go with that. All right. Because it is us and we must hate on something.
Hate.
Worst TV sitcom ever.
Shut up, Pedro.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Bear.
You know,
don't do it.
So
worst.
I have choices here.
Yes, you do.
I could say something that
we can sit here for a long time.
Is a true
or
thing.
A short time.
I can say something that is a true thing, or I can actually say which is the worst one I've ever seen. Because one of them is just not well written, has boring characters, has terrible setups. But honestly, in the end, is a little offensive in some ways, but it's just kind of eh. The straight-up worst sitcom I have ever seen. It lasted for, I think, two or three episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was on CBS. It was called The Brian Benben Show.
What?
What? Never heard of that. Please talk to me about this.
Because I remember just like watching that and thinking like, this is a comedy?
Okay, what was the premise of it?
I don't even fucking remember.
Wow.
It was just some random fucking dude. Like, it literally didn't even set up its own premise.
It's really hard for me to get with you on this.
Yo, it's fucking terrible. It's fucking bad. The other one is one called That's My Bush, which was also only for like five episodes.
That's my Bush.
And it was done after the 2000 election. It was either going to be That's My Gore or That's My Bush. And they literally had set it up.
Oh, my God.
And it was so bad, it only lasted, like, again, like a couple episodes on Comedy Central. So, yeah, Brian Benben takes the top. The worst in my heart will always be Friends.
I hate you.
He had to throw it.
It's going to be Friends. It's fucking terrible.
The worst in my life is always going to be Friends.
You think Friends is worse than Big Bang Theory? Really?
Ooh.
We're really going to sit here with you on that. I mean, we're really going to sit here, and you're really going to tell me, considering
no fucking way. No, you are right. You are right. Though I did see something that actually made me rethink Big Bang Theory a little bit. The usual issues of it being like, oh, like nerd blackface, which has its own problematic kind of connections to saying that. But somebody went like, yeah, that is how nerds act. They're gatekeeping shitheads, assholes who think they're better than everybody and that are not funny but think they're funny. And I was like, oh. Oh, you got a point there. Like,
they do have a point, but that wasn't the point of the show.
That's not
if
the point
the show
of the show.
Had gone and fed on that, we would have liked it more. But they were really going for, please laugh at me. Right.
Which is true. They're absolutely true. But it's interesting how like somebody can give you just a small bit of like a context change, mm-hmm. and you're just like, oh, that's not if that's what they were going for, that would be genius, but it's very clear that it's not supposed to be, but never really thought of
because
it that
way. I won't even say that Doctor Who's the worst.
Because it's also not a sitcom.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a sitcom.
Anywho. So, me, sitcom, Seinfeld.
Worst ever? Worst ever. Worst ever?
Maybe not. Maybe not worst ever.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Come on.
Worst ever.
I had put that when we put this up. I had put Seinfeld as a snooze fest, and I think I was just trying to troll people.
You were trying to troll people.
I was probably trying to troll people. But
even I gave a real answer.
Worst sitcom ever. This was also a comment that somebody said, and now that I think about it, it really, really was really, really, really bad. And I'm going to say Saved by the Bell, The College Years.
Oh, that was bad. Oh, that was so bad.
That was horrendous.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was horrendous.
I was so excited for it because I was a Saved by the Bell fanatic. And yeah, whatever, guys. Yes, when it was written, those things were not what they are now. So if you look back at a show that was written at that time, even Friends looks really bad in some things that they say.
Yo, it's super fucking homophobic.
It's so many things. It's not just homophobic. It's a lot of other things. But yes, Zach Morris is an asshole. But at the time...
Yes, watch the show Zach Morris is Trash.
No, I've seen it.
Oh,
yeah. I have. And he's not wrong. But at the time, he was hot Zach Morris. Like, that's just, it was a different, I was a teen girl, not even a teen. I was like, what, maybe 11, 12 watching this. And he was a hot blonde guy who was cool in school and like did bad things. Like,
yeah,
I was
douche.
Like,
of course you're going to be like him.
Of course I'm going to like him. But The College Years was so bad. And then they did the movie.
There's a movie.
They did a movie.
There's
it was
movie.
Horrendous.
But it was on TV only.
It was when Zach and Kimberly get married. No.
Yes. And it was, yes.
It was utter trash.
But I love you, Saved by the Bell. You will always be in my
heart.
But
God,
oh my
that's
God.
So bad.
That was bad. That was bad.
I want to go with something newer.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Like new.
Okay.
Why did this certain conglomerate owned by Disney now did this show?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Right? Oh
yeah!
Yes!
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 I'm gonna talk about Marvel's Inhumans.
Yes!
That's not a sitcom.
Yeah, that's not.
That's true. That's not a sitcom.
Those are just bad TV. Or else we'd be able to throw
Arrow.
All right,
then I'm
gonna
go with Two Broke Girls. By far.
I never watched it.
That hurts me because I've had such a thing for Kat Dennings for so long, but it's not good.
She's adorable. However, that show is horrendous. It is stereotypical. They go with the same jokes. They don't even try to rehash them very well. It's just they put this character that because he's coming from a certain country, he says the same thing over and over again. I hate shows like that that don't do it well. Simpsons does it well, not this show.
Jels?
Well, hating is so much fun.
Oh, Lord, where are we going?
I hate Big Bang Theory, okay. So I agree with you on that. Okay. I think that show is just utter garbage.
Well, we all agree.
It's not fucking funny at all. So that'd be a current one, but I don't really watch that many sitcoms now. I'm more into like series and stuff like that, so I'm going to go older school. I always hated Roseanne.
Really?
Yep. I'm sorry.
I have never been a fan of it, but I do know people who are fans of it.
It was just depressing. The colors were disgusting. I found her revolting. I didn't find anything charming. Like, I just find anything entertaining about the fucking show. And then the other one would be some hot trash, Home Improvement.
Fuck you.
No, she only did that to...
No, it's bad.
Fuck.
Whoa, this is a historical moment.
She only did that to
Pedro and I have
agreed
that this is hot trash.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Joey is worse. That stupid fucking offshoot. Joey is worse. So there's no way that you could tell me that
Home Improvement is the worst TV. No way. First of all,
I did not like it at all.
I can't even right now. I can't even right now.
I found Tim Allen to be insufferable.
Ridiculous.
His wife is an amazing character. Fucking,
she's not the main point of the show.
What happened was
everything is revolved around his arrogant ass, and it just
evolved show from Step by Step. I don't know if everybody's ever seen that show.
I saw Step by Step. I saw all of those things. I was always on TGIF. Yeah, that's all those shows.
But the thing is, you can do shows with insufferable, shitty like main characters, like All in the Family. Like Archie Bunker is a piece of fucking shit, but they do interesting things to work around that, and they never really did that with Home Improvement, so that's why it never really.
Now I'm gonna read what some people put and what our answers were then, because now that we've had more time to think about it and now that we were doing this, we came up with actually different answers than what we had originally come with when we first answered.
Okay,
this.
So are you saying the troll stuff also? Because there's sometimes I say shit just to
No. You actually didn't comment on this one on Instagram because it's easier for me to find things on Instagram than on Facebook. Yeah. I'd have to scroll way too far.
It's
too far
usually
me that
posts on there.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I do too. I'll post on both for the most part. Somebody did, I want to give a shout out to also our fans. So ever since WWI said Big Bang Theory, which is what we've been talking about, Just Damien has also posted.
Just Damien.
Hi, honey, I'm home. Hey, oh, honey, I'm home.
It didn't live very long.
I think I recognize the name, but I never saw it. I don't think about it.
MC Nosferatu said Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's
getting
going
old.
Way back. Yeah,
that's
pretty going back there. That's going back.
I had tried trolling people and put Seinfeld originally, and Kenny, you put something, and I said to you, I can't believe you, the Wonder Years.
Oh yeah, I still believe that.
What?
Yeah, I still believe that.
Okay, so I get a bunch of the '80s sitcoms mixed up. The Wonder Years was the one with Fred Savage.
Yes.
Okay, that one I like.
Yes.
That one I was fine with.
No, it was boring to me. I think about it now and I go, you know what? I should have gone back to that. I really did not care at all. If I had to choose between that and anything else that was on, I would have watched anything else on. Honestly, this was also airing during Married with Children, which I'm sorry, I'm going to watch Peggy Bundy and all her. And
yeah,
all the antics, right?
What's funny about Peggy Bundy is that like she has this like MILFy appeal that like isn't like traditionally MILFy, but like you go back and especially an adult, I'm like, actually, this guy's a fucking idiot. Like, we fucking hooking up with this chick.
Right. So you have Married with Children, obviously The Simpsons. I'll even go so far back. I'll even watch the show Dinosaurs that didn't even last very long. And I'll watch that over fucking Wonder Years.
Dinosaurs is, you know what? I'll give Dinosaurs that had the most fucked up ending of any sitcom I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
That's dark.
Yeah. But yeah. I still stand by my statement. Fuck Wonder Years.
Damn. All right, so now we're gonna go move from the hate area, and we're going with. Let's see, where do I want to go? I'm gonna do one you guys aren't prepared for. Favorite TV movie couple.
TV or movie couple.
Oh,
okay, TV/ movie couple.
Yeah.
Ooh man. That's the one I want to prepare for because there are so many.
Right, I know, but I wanted to go off the cuff because I still. immediately think of the same first couple.
Okay.
Like the same couple comes up, and then as I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a good couple, that was a good couple, that was a good couple. I went with immediately what the couple was, not what their love story was, because that's a totally different aspect for me. That starts getting into Eternal Sunshine like area, and I'm like, that's way too gray for what I'm going for. So for me, no matter anything, the minute somebody asks me, what's your favorite TV or movie couple, Mad About You, Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. That whole entire fucking show,
really
them
good.
As a that's couple, really the I shit mean, that they...
That whole show is designed around that.
Around
that
them... Right, and but the other shows are Two Kings of Queens or something like that. Yeah. But
oh,
you know,
of bad ones.
That might be a bad sitcom, but their dynamic is what for me was interesting.
Right.
But for me, it's always Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. If they came back, they were supposed to come back with another show where the daughter is grown up and they're now.
I kind of wish they didn't. I hope that
I want to see them. I wanted them to be really married in real life. Like that's how much I loved them as a couple. That growing up, like watching that show, I wanted to come out of it and be like, "Are they for real married?"
You
I want to
know why
really
it won't work because it was Janine Garofalo was their fucking daughter, and they should have. If they're gonna do it, they have to bring her back to do it. That's the only way.
Well,
I would
what is she
it.
Doing right now?
I think she's doing a comedy tour.
All she's doing is
I think that's all she's
voice.
She working.
She's doing working. Something, but she not that big. I don't know about it. You don't know about it. Ain't nobody know about it. I know what the last thing Paul Reiser was in. Fucking Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So fucking do the goddamn show with him.
Yeah, I did not know it was Paul Reiser. The first time I did not recognize him. It took me like a
you
couple
didn't
minutes.
Realize
no, it took
Paul
me a
Reiser?
Couple minutes because I was just like, I hadn't seen him in so long. I was like, oh, Paul. Oh, no.
I love him. I've even read some of his books.
Oh,
so.
No. She's just definitely looking
so
old.
That's my favorite TV. Shit. I don't even have to.
Favorite fucking couple. Well, so does it count if it's... was originally a comic and made into a movie?
I mean, I guess. But do you love him in the comic or do you love him in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the...
Yes.
The rub is which
both.
One?
No,
both.
I love them both.
Oh, okay, okay.
And also because of the way how the actors portrayed the characters in the movie. I'm going to go with Scott Pilgrim and Ramona Flowers.
Ah.
That's a good one.
I love Scott Pilgrim so much because of how they made Ramona into... And actually how they made all of their women into... Like, they felt like they're fucked up and they're as flawed as the men
yes. in
their own ways.
Yeah.
And they don't apologize for it. That's just,
no.
that's just who they fucking are. And that's kind of one thing that's dropped in the movie a little bit because you only have a little bit of time to be...
To
and you really
want
to nail Ramona. And
yeah.
I loved Michael Cera and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Like, them as a couple, like, worked so fucking well. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, obviously, minimal amount of time. You don't have five comics to set up Ramona, but
right.
she did a great job in that short amount of time making her this flawed, interesting woman, and by the end of it, Scott growing up enough to like, hey, this might not work, but I'm willing to put in the work for it anyway because of how I feel about you, and I think that there's something very wonderful about that.
Yeah.
And kind of the message at the end of it, especially because, yeah, Scott is insufferable, and when people say, oh, I can't read it or watch it because he's a dick, and I'm like, I understand that because
yeah,
he is.
But that's part of the point of the character.
He learned. And
right.
I think that's interesting. You don't see that very often. There's probably like a bunch of other ones that I'll immediately
yeah.
think of. But
I'll go through the list
I mean,
of what we said.
Casablanca, obviously, fucking that.
Oh,
but yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's classic. With me, I'm going to stick with movie. I'll stick with movie because TV show, there's too many. But with movie, the one that I always go back to is really the first time that I ever saw in my mind that I saw a couple – in a movie get together and they weren't supposed to. They actually didn't like each other at first. And then as the movies progressed, they ended up falling in love. And I'm talking about Han Solo and Princess Leia. I honestly think that is a really good, in my mind, the best movie couple. Yeah. Best
Ooh,
movie couple.
I got a TV one, but go.
Go.
Which one is the best or my favorite?
Both.
Yes.
Yeah, both. Yes.
I went with favorite.
Yeah,
that.
Mine is favorite.
Yeah,
I can't say that they're the best couple ever written,
yeah,
but
so hard. If I go movie, it's got to be Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah,
the absolute couple of all time throughout movies and
tragedy movies TV.
And scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star-crossed lovers.
Claire Danes and Leo.
That's a good
that was a very good pairing
that's
of the two of them.
Inspired pairing for that time.
That well, and that particular, those actors for that particular
were so good.
Was so good. They did it very well. Did a very good job.
For TV, now that there's actually one that I think is actually better than, as much as I love Scott and Ramona, for TV, it's Sun and Jin from Lost.
Oh, from Lost, yes. Oh my God,
that is a tragic fucking love story that they have that ends so sad.
Is this
so
a doctor?
Beautiful.
No.
This was the Koreans.
Both of them, like, pretty much. As much, even though people don't like Lost, there's a lot of people that don't like it.
Yeah.
If you follow Lost and you watch the show, the character development for those, for both of them, for June and Sun, it's insane how they just pepper it in throughout the whole entire series.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how much it hurts when it happens to them until the very, like, when you see
it. Well, spoilers for a fucking over 10-year-old show.
Yeah.
Like, it started off as Jin being this, like, you know, really kind of chauvinistic, shitty guy, and Sun trying to escape her marriage, to eventually, like, Jin learning to not be shitty, and, like basically wooing Sun again, and they actually fall in love, and then they're fucking separated from time.
Right.
She gets pregnant when she thought she couldn't get pregnant with their kid, and she goes back for him. And they're separated for the entire last season, and at the very end, near the very end of the season, they're reunited in a submarine.
Right.
And one other character dies, jumps on a grenade, and it starts flooding it, and Jin is stuck on a piece of rigging, and he tells Sun to run, and she goes, "No, I came back for you. I'm not leaving you."
And then
the episode ends with them drowning with each other's arms. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was heart-rending.
It was tough to watch.
On that note, I'm going to go through what Instagram said when we put this up all those weons ago. So, Missy from, you're in so many of the other podcasts all the goddamn time, but you're technically from WooBro. So, check out Missy on WooBro. No, she does Mama's episodes and Geekmore episodes. That's why I was like, but she's actually the co-host of WooBro. So she put a lot, actually. She said Jim and Pam.
That's a good one.
Which is a good one. Leslie and Ben. Nick and Jess. Chandler and Monica. Mm-hmm. Pacey and Joey. Buffy and Angel.
No, that's a pretty good one.
Luke and Lorelai. Angela and Jordan. And I could keep going, but the light turned green, is what she said.
Ross and Rachel.
I actually don't like them as a couple.
Come on. It's iconic, all their
it's
bullshit.
Supposed to be for the show, yes, but, like, in hindsight, like, no. Like,
Carrie and Mr. Big?
That they're terrible.
That's a horrible couple.
That's a horrible.
No, it's not.
I've seen very little of it, Nigel. Yeah, he's an asshole.
That is a horrible couple. How is that? No,
they call him
no.
Big because he's a big dick.
So then, I actually went, okay, I can't believe I forgot about them. This would be my second favorite couple on TV, which is Lily and Marshall.
From
How I Met Your Mother.
Lily and Marshall. That's Allison Hannigan
and
Jason Segel.
Thank you.
Segel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They were also, for me, a great. Will, the GM for our Brunches and Dragons, he said TV Hap and Leonard, as it's the most recent.
TV Hap and Leonard?
And Eleven and Mike. TV couple.
That's cute.
And film, he put Wesley and Buttercup, hands down. Jenny said TV Andy and April, Lady Mary and Matthew. And film, she put Phil and Rita.
Okay. Rita. Okay.
Joel and Clementine.
I don't know these names.
Joel and Clementine?
No, but I see that starts getting into dark territory of really twisted love.
Well, why
people.
Can't that be amazing?
I could.
I got so many.
Now, yours, your original answer all this eons ago was you said TV would have to be Simon and Nia from Gurren Lagann.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I didn't mention any of the anime.
Then you said movies will take more time. Yeah. And then you ended up saying Patrick and Kat from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, my God. That's a really good one.
And then you said Satine and Christian from Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what happens. You jump this on me. You know,
you also then did say a lot of the couples in Lost.
Yeah.
And then Vanessa from Mamas and Merlot said Lucy and Ricky, Monica and Chandler again, Ben and Leslie, and Luke and Lorelai.
Luke and Lorelai.
And then Jenny changed her mind and she said Kelly and Ryan from The Office.
Kelly and Ryan, oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh wait, Mindy Kaling.
The total opposite of Jim and Pam.
Yeah.
Honestly, there was one couple that was TV, that and the only reason why I didn't bring it up is because not a lot of people would know them, is Ned and Chuck from Pushing Daisies. If you've ever seen the show,
yeah, I know, I've heard people.
It's actually a very it's very tragic, but they still love each other. And the whole point is, if you've never seen Pushing Daisies, this guy has the ability to bring people back from the dead, but only for a minute. If he would have to touch them again within the minute. If not, that person stays alive. However, somebody else at random dies, and he can never touch that person again. So he brings back his crush, who he brings her back from the dead. He doesn't touch her. The problem is if he ever does touch her, she automatically dies. So throughout the whole entire series, he's there trying to have a relationship with this person.
But he can't touch her.
Full, it's interesting what they do to touch
full
each other.
Body condom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like a fucking morph suit.
Latex suit, baby.
I'm diving in. This is what's going to have to happen. God damn.
Call me the Dolphin Man.
All right, guys.
Dolphin Smooth.
That's
Are there any Walking Dead couples that you guys like?
Speaking
of Dolphin Smooth.
Rick and Michonne, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Michonne all the way. Glenn and Maggie.
Yeah.
Glenn and Maggie.
That's kind of the big
one. I'm also a romantic, so I'm choosing couples that are clearly more romantic in this aspect. But the image that when we posted this up, the image had a lot of interesting people paired up. It did have the usuals, but then it also showed the Twilight couple, Bella and Edward. You had House and Cuddy. It showed
House the and Cuddy.
Rose and Jack from Titanic.
Not a good couple.
That
because
is
she
not
let
a
drown.
Good couple not at all. It has the couple from The Notebook, which is an amazing
oh my God, yes.
couple. That's just freaking amazing. It has Clark and Lois in Smallville. No.
Just Clark and Lois, period, is a good...
Is a good thing.
Almost in any one that they're in.
That's what's in the pictures that I can see here. So, that was it. Guys, is there any other topic you wanted me to hit that we didn't hit that you guys... I think we hit a lot of them.
No, we hit some
good
ones.
We hit quite a bit,
yeah.
All right, guys, if you have an idea for a topic you'd like for us to throw up to the interwebs for everybody to destroy or comment on, you can send it to us. Anyway, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can email us at thetalkinggeek@gmail.com. And as always, I'm Q, and you can follow me on Twitter at Q the mic. That's with a C. Don't spell it like the name.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, don't do
up.
That. Fucking shit.
You find me at on Twitter at Pedro Cortez Get. That's Cortez with an S. And on Instagram at Gurren Lagann like the robot anime.
And you can find me, Kenny, on Twitter and on Instagram as Mr. _ with the _ in between each word.
Don't follow me. this is me. I don't want you to follow me. But you should follow The Talking Geek. And you should go to Thought Press Network. But not to me.
If you're in Miami, go find East Drive. Go to your local rock establishment.
Oh, yeah, that music sounds good.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah, so kind of follow me. That's right. I fucking pimp out your own band better than you do.
No, it's just that now she's like, okay, never mind. Follow me.
Fine.
Follow the band.
Fine. Follow the band.
Yeah, follow the band. Follow, what was it, East Drive?
East Drive Music.
East Drive
yeah,
Music.
Yeah, it's East Drive Music, not East Side Drive.
There was like weird, weird looking dudes with like puppies, and they were trying to call themselves East Drive. So we were like, nah.
Puppies.
And on that note, till next time, everybody, stay geeky.